Countless salutations be upon the chosen one, the soul of mercy. Countless salutations be upon the divine candle of assembly of guidance.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahi r-Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, we welcome you back to another amazing episode on this silsila, The Life of the Chosen One, where, as you know, inshallah azza wa jal, we will discuss more details about the beautiful and perfect life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the events that took place in his blessed life, inshallah azza wa jal. Continuing from where we had left off, we will discuss inshallah azza wa jal the hijrah, the migration of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as you know, this migration, this hijrah, marks the beginning of the Islamic lunar calendar. The lunar calendar of Islam begins from the hijrah, from the migration of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Madinatul Munawwara, Zadahallahu sharafan wa ta'zeema. So I'm sure you want to know that what events did take place when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finally entered Madinatul Munawwara, Zadahallahu sharafan wa ta'zeema, and this leading up to further events which took place after this as well, inshallah azza wa jal. So that first hijrah, first hijri, the first year of the Islamic calendar, what had taken place there? But even before this, inshallah azza wa jal, I will urge you that make as many good intentions as you can. We also make good intentions, inshallah azza wa jal, that we will sit and we will listen to this bayan, to this silsila, for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we will make a note of the important points. We will try to practice upon them, inshallah azza wa jal, and we will try to teach others. We will try to promote this amongst our family members and other Muslims in society, inshallah azza wa jal. There are many benefits for the fortunate people who recite abundant amounts of durood pak and salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated in the summary of hadith that the person who recites durood pak or salawat or salutations upon me 50 times every day, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, indeed, many events took place throughout the blessed life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One question people may ask, which is the first masjid of Islam? And today, inshallah, that answer and many others, inshallah, we will answer today, inshallah, azza wa jal. Masjidul Quba. I'm sure all of you have heard of this very famous masjid. Masjidul Quba is in fact the very first masjid of Islam, which was constructed and built in this year, the first hijrah, the first year of the hijrah. And this took place, this building, was built in the place of Quba. It was built on a land chosen by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. And you know, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, partook and participated in the physical construction of this masjid. He himself worked hard to build this masjid, the first masjid of Islam. And it is famously known across the world, globally in fact, and this masjid remains today in fact. You can, if you are fortunate enough to go on Hajj and for Umrah and to visit these holy lands, you will see Masjid al-Quba still there, alhamdulillah. Do you know the glorious Quran also gives reference, it gives reference to this beautiful masjid as well. It is mentioned in Surah At-Tawbah, verse 108. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Indeed, the masjid whose foundation has been laid on righteousness from the very first day is worthy that you may stand therein. Therein are those who desire to be well purified, and Allah loves those who are purified, those who are pure. Subhanallah. While working with the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan to build this masjid, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself worked and lifted very heavy stones, very heavy rocks to place and build this masjid. And the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, they were concerned that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are a prophet of Allah, you are the beloved of Allah azza wa jal, why are you doing the work? Let us do the work. You stop, please. And to make them happy, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for a time, he put down the stones and he did not work. But after a little while, they saw him working again. Because this was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our role model, in fact, alhamdulillah azza wa jal. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to encourage and to create an enthusiasm amongst the Sahaba kiram alayhim ridwan to continue working. After the construction of Masjid al-Quba, Masjid al-Quba is the first Masjid of Islam. A period of 14 or 24 days had passed with the tribe of Amr bin Auf. And our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proceeded from there on the day of Jumu'ah to Madinatul Munawwara. Subhanallah. Remember, this is the first Hijrah, the first year of the Islamic calendar, the Hijrah, the migration. It's coming to an end when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is nearing to Madinatul Munawwara. The Banu Najjar, who was actually the maternal family of Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu an, they prepared themselves in two lines, extending from Quba Masjid to Madinatul Munawwara just to welcome Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were greeting each person as they arrived in, and they met them with du'as for their well-being. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he entered the holy city of Madinatul Munawwara, zadahullahu sharafu wa ta'azima, the people and the children, in fact, they started to recite the following couplets. I think we should recite for our viewers as well, inshallah. They recited, طَلَعَ الْبَدْرُ عَلَيْنَا مِنْ ثَنِيَاتِ الْوَدَاعِ وَجَبَ الشُّكْرُ عَلَيْنَا مَدَعَى لِلَّهِ دَاعِ. This means, how beautiful a meaning. A crescent moon dawns upon us from the valley of Wada', and gratitude, gratefulness to Allah is necessary upon us for as long as the supplicator to Allah supplicates. Subhanallah. Another beautiful shi'r, another beautiful couplet they recited, O you sent to us, you have brought a religion worthy of being followed and granted respect to Medina. So welcome the best of those who invite. Subhanallah. Even the little girls, the little children of Medina Sharif, they were reciting, we are the young children of the Najjar, fortunate to have Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as our neighbor. Subhanallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so impressed with this recitation, with these ash'ar and these couplets and stanzas of poetry, welcoming him into the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwara, zadahullahu sharafu wa ta'azima, that he asked, O children, do you really love me? Subhanallah. All of them together, they said, yes, Ya Rasulullah, indeed, we love you. And what does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reply? He says that, indeed, I love you as well. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Bar'a bin Azib radiyallahu anhu, a sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, the happiness and the nur which prevailed over Medina Sharif when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived was never experienced before. And neither shall it ever be experienced again. Subhanallah. I'm sure our dear viewers want to know what happened next. That everybody wants Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be at his place and to stay at his house. Please enlighten us further, please. Inshallah.
Subhanallah. That feeling when Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam now entered Madinatul Munawwara. As you mentioned, MashaAllah, while these beautiful couplets have been were recited, طَلَعَ الْبَدْرُ عَلَيْنَا مِنْ ثَنِيَاتِ الْوَدَاعِ. MashaAllah. At that time, every tribe of Ansar would come to meet the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and held the reins of his camel, subhanallah, and requested him to stay at their home. They're requesting Rasulullah sallallahu to come to my house. Ya Rasulullah, come to my home. Ya Habibullah, come to my home. He declined and said, please leave the reins of my camel. She will stop wherever Allah Azza wa Jal wishes her to stop. Subhanallah, subhanallah. The camel finally halted at the residence of Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, which was close to the area where Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam currently stands. By his permission, Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiyallahu anhu then removed his possessions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's camel and took them into his home. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam began to stay in the house of the Sahabi, Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He was firstly offered the second story to reside. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given the second story to stay. But due to convenience, Rasulullah was given the ground floor so that when people will come to meet him, when people will come to greet our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there will be no inconvenience for our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and for the people that will come to meet our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. Allahu Akbar. And then Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu would himself present food for the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam twice a day. Subhanallah. Number one is that this is the house of Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu. And then he given the ground floor for the convenience of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then twice a day he will come to offer food in the bargah and in the court of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. Allahu Akbar. Look at the ishq and look at the status of their jazba, their enthusiasm they had in them. Allahu Akbar. It is mentioned that his wife would also had this opportunity that she had the barakah, she took barakah in this way, that whatever Rasulullah would leave, she will eat from that. And the ishq was of this level that it is also mentioned that they would eat in this manner, that wherever they would see the traces from the plate of which Rasulullah eaten from, they would pick the food from that traces, from those spots, from where they seen that Rasulullah picked his niwala from here, he took his morsel from here, they will put their hands in those portions of the food. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And they maintain the strictness, the strictest respect for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And for example, there is one incident where on the second story, a jar of water broke, and the water started to seep between the walls of that home on the sides. And Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu was scared that this water will now come in to the house where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam lives and stays, and it will put our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in inconvenience. And out of this dar and khawf that he had within him, he took his only sheet that he used to cover, he used to use for sleeping. His wife and him shared one sheet. He took that sheet and he soaked the water into it. Allahu Akbar. And it is mentioned that this was his love, that he never wanted that water must affect our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Rather, he absorbed the water into that sheet and he used that very same sheet to sleep at that night. Allahu Akbar. Just so that he was ready that I would bear all the takleefs of the dunya, but my Nabi, my Aqa, my beloved must not bear any takleef, must not face any problem. Allahu Akbar. He was host to the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for a period of 7 months. Meaning our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stayed with him for 7 months until Masjidun Nabawi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and its adjoining hujras were constructed. When the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, accompanied by his wives, began to live within the 6 hujras thereafter. Allahu Akbar. The hujras then came into construction, the other rooms, the other compartments in which the wives, the Azwaj al-Mutahharat, Ummahatul Mu'mineen, they started to live there. And this attraction of the Muhajireen and the simplicity of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was a great effect on the Ansar, on the people of Medina. For example, Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anhu now accepts Islam. Look at Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anhu was the most learned amongst the Jews of Medina. He narrates, he says, when the Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam entered Madinatul Munawwara after migration, he became surrounded by a crowd of visitors and well-wishers. As you mentioned, Rasulullah was coming on the camel and the people surrounded him. So he's bringing the scenery. He says, when Rasulullah entered Madinatul Munawwara after migration, he became surrounded by a crowd of visitors and well-wishers. At that time, I had also gone to see him. And seeing his blessed face, his Mubarak face, it was sufficient enough for me to conclude that he was no imposter. He says, O people, spread peace, feed others, be polite on your family members, and pray during the night while others are fast asleep. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. I'd been so impressed by the beauty of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam and his manner of speech that I immediately embraced Islam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is what Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam says, that looking at the Mubarak face of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, listening to his beautiful speeches, without any delay I accepted Islam. Subhanallah. This acceptance of by Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu was an exceptional and major incident which astounded the Jews of Madinatul Munawwara. Allahu Akbar. It shocked everyone that Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu accepted Islam in this manner. Subhanallah.
MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. Indeed, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwara, Zadahullahu sharafan wa ta'zima, the Ansar, those who, the natives of Medina Sharif, how they welcomed was amazing, with those couplets and those ash'ar and poetry, amazing as well. Subhanallah. We have just heard about Sayyidina Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anhu, and he was so learned amongst the Jews, but seeing the beauty of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he accepted Islam immediately. Subhanallah. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent two of his servants, Sayyidina Zayd bin Harith radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Abu Rafi' radiallahu anhu, with 500 dirhams and two camels to Makkatul Mukarramah to bring his family back with them to Madinatul Munawwarah. Subhanallah. The city of radiance, the city of illumination, of light. Subhanallah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants his family to be with him in Madinatul Munawwarah. Zadahullahu sharafan wa ta'zima. While he was staying at the blessed house of Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu. Amongst those who were brought back from Makkatul Mukarramah were the Queen of Jannah, the Queen of Paradise, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, Ummi Kulthum radiallahu anha, his two daughters, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyida Bibi Sauda radiallahu anha, his beloved wife, Ummul Mu'mineen, our beloved mother. Furthermore, who was brought back from Makkah al-Mukarramah? Sayyidina Usama bin Zayd and Sayyida Ummi Ayman radiallahu anha. The two remaining daughters of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were unable to continue to Medina Sharif, as Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anha was directed to remain in Makkah al-Mukarramah by her husband Abu al-As bin Rabi' radiallahu anhu, and Sayyida Bibi Ruqayya radiallahu anha was at that time in Habasha, in Abyssinia, what we call Ethiopia today, with her husband Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Abdullah, the son of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and other family members including Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, had also joined this group traveling to Madinatul Munawwara, Zadahullahu sharafan wa ta'zima. And on their arrival, the entire group stayed at the house of Harith bin Nu'man radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. Now that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is here in Madinah Sharif, some of his family members are here, the Muslim community has been established, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is training everybody. We know that the best of all places on the face of this earth are the masajid, and the worst of all places are the marketplaces. So now a masjid has to be established. Yes. And this is what we call Masjid al-Nabawi, the mosque, the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Perhaps please enlighten us on its construction as well, inshallah azza wa jal.
The construction of a Masjid al-Nabawi, of Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, became necessary as there was at that time no place where salah could be performed with Jama'at. There was a piece of land owned by the Banu Najjar which appealed to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, close to the house where he was a guest. And he approached them with this intention of building a masjid upon it. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam approached them. After being presented money, they replied, "We'll give this land to have a masjid constructed." Subhanallah. Look at the enthusiasm they also had. This is a great lesson where we should open our hearts, and wherever there's an opportunity to build the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one should not think twice, because this is the sunnah of the Sahaba Ikram, that they would give money towards building the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, after being presented money, they replied, "We'll give this land to have a masjid constructed, and do not desire any money for it. Indeed, Allah azza wa jal will reward us its payment." Subhanallah. The land was owned by two orphans. Due to this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called them to discuss a transaction. He called them to discuss the money issue. They asked for no money, but were nevertheless paid by him using the money of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never deprived them, as they were orphans. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam given them money for that piece of land. Subhanallah. The land purchase had some ruined trees, a few graves of mushrikeen. And therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered for the trees to be cut and its grave to be dug up and have their contents removed. Whatever is in the grave should be removed from that piece of land. He then helped in cleaning the area and building the masjid. Subhanallah. Look at this sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. He assisted in cleaning and building Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Yes, so this is also a lesson for us, that do not only give your contributions or donations towards building a masjid, rather now and then participate in building. Subhanallah. Partake in and in contributing in this way, moral support, you know, physically. Be there to see how the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being constructed. Subhanallah, the walls were made using half-baked bricks. Subhanallah, look at the simplicity of this masjid. The masjid of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The walls were made using half-baked bricks, while date tree trunks were used as pillars. Allahu Akbar. Their branches were then placed and fastened and spread above to serve as a roof. Subhanallah. The leaves of these trees were used as a roof, which leaked during rainfall. Allah, 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 Allah. During construction, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself would lift the bricks with his blessed hands and secure them in a place, reciting the following and encouraging the Sahaba ikram while doing so. Rasulullah would recite this, and this hadith is in Bukhari Sharif. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was saying, O Allah Azza wa Jal, true virtue is in nothing but the Akhirah. Therefore, forgive the Ansar and Muhajirin. Subhanallah, subhanallah. The masjid was a true reflection of Islamic simplicity, free from the formalities of the world. Its original dimensions of the first masjid, now we're discussing the dimensions of this masjid. Subhanallah, of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Its original dimensions were 64 meters in width. 64 meters in width and 54 meters breadth. Facing Baytul Muqaddas. A new mihrab was later built in the northern section after the changing of Qibla. A new mihrab was then constructed. It had thereafter been extended and renovated throughout different periods of time. And Alhamdulillah, in the corner was a veranda named Suffa. I'm sure the mashallah, the Hujjaj and those people that have went for Umrah and seen Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, they have seen that in the corner of Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a corner, a veranda named Suffa, built using date tree branches as a roof. Those companions who possessed no belonging and home would live there to become known as Ashabi Suffa. They had no homes, nothing to eat, nothing to do. Their job was to sit there, and they were known as Ashabi Suffa. Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, you mentioned Ashabi Suffa. MashaAllah, these people were very blessed people as well, that they spent most of their time there on that platform, that raised platform, which we can witness even now in Madinatul Munawwara, in the blessed city of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the best masjid of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that they were also direct students of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the chief amongst them was Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the number one hadith narrator when it comes to this field of science. Subhanallah. And indeed they were very blessed, not just being these kind of sahaba, but being sahaba themselves. Because as we know, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, that the sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, every single one is guaranteed jannati. Every single one is going to jannat. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal. And the chief amongst them is none other than Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Now moving ahead, indeed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made arrangements for his blessed family members, some of them, to leave Makkah al-Mukarramah and to stay with him in Madinah Sharif. Now obviously, if you are married and you have children and you have family, you have to look after them as well. You need to provide the necessities and their needs. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this regard constructed apartments for his wife, for his beloved wives. You must know something, my dear viewers and listeners of Madinah channel. The wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are called Ummahatul Mu'mineen, which means the mothers of the believers. They are your mothers, they are my mothers as well. Subhanallah azza wa jal. The wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Azwajul Mutahharat, they are Ummahatul Mu'mineen, the mothers of all the believers. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at this time had built some apartments joining to the masjid of Masjid al-Nabawi. Subhanallah. At this time he had only had in his nikah Sayyida Sauda radiallahu anha, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, in his nikah. So no more than two were initially constructed joining to the masjid. And as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made other nikahs, other marriages to other honorable women, then he had added new apartments to the masjid as well later on. And remember, they were very simple in construction. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the king of all creation, subhanallah, the cream of creation, the cause of creation, yet his apartments for his blessed wives, our beloved mothers, were so simple. It's amazing that they were just 10 hands long and 7 wide. Can you imagine? Built like Masjid al-Nabawi, built with half-baked bricks as the walls and date tree branches as the roofs. Subhanallah, imagine. So simple. The divisions were so low that one could actually touch the roof with their hands. If they were standing up, they could touch the roof. Can you imagine? And the doors were of canvas. And dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, here is our beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved of Allah. Whatever he desires, he could have. Yet he lived such a simple life. And where is our lives? We must think about this. That we want the riches of the world. We want the resources of the world. We want influence. We want the best houses, the most comfortable beds. We want all of this. We want more and more. But why don't we take less and live simple lives following Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Believe you me, we will have more happiness in our life, inshallah, more sukoon actually. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the most beloved of creation, the most perfect and exalted creation of Allah azza wa jal, the holder of the keys of the treasures of the earth and the heavens. Look at his simplicity, subhanallah. Indeed, the sun has never shone on anyone having such simplicity as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We also know that houses were constructed for muhajireen as well. I mean, they sacrificed so much, coming from Makkah al-Mukarramah, leaving their family members, leaving their wealth, their businesses, leaving all their possessions and properties, sacrificing this to please Allah and His Rasul, and coming here to Madinah Sharif. Also, they needed houses to stay. Please enlighten us on this, inshallah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Indeed, the muhajireen had sacrificed for the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, whatever they had. Therefore, the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had also constructed homes near Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam for the muhajireen. Those who had left all of their possessions in Makkah al-Mukarramah. And the Ansar were furthermore of great assistance to their muhajireen brothers by offering their land and homes for them to reside in, helping in the preparations of their houses as well. By these and other efforts rendered by them, the muhajireen experienced great ease during their stay in Madinatul Munawwara, as the Ansar helped in every way possible. Subhanallah. Look, the first Ansari to offer his land to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam as a gift was Hazrat Harith bin Nu'man, upon which the home of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam's wives were subsequently built. This was the first Sahabi Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that given his land. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. And then, not forgetting, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam married Hazrat Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha prior to his hijrah. Yet she only began to live with him, meaning Rasulullah took Hazrat Aisha in his niqah, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha in his niqah before hijrah. He made nikah with her, but she only started to live with our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam after hijrah. Subhanallah. Now it is the first year of the hijrah. And look at the simplicity of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that when he called the people for walima, he gave a walima to the people with a bowl of milk. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Hai, hai. Mere aqa par qurban jao. His simplicity, look at this. And look at our walimas, Allahu Akbar. We go through so much of difficulties just to get one daughter or one son married according to the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. We borrow money, we take udhar, we take qarza, we take from here and from there just to make one walima possible. At the end of the day, it was just lasting for 1 hour or 2 hours. But then the pressure of that walima remains for the rest of your life. People take accounts to do these things here. But that is why, looking at the simplicity of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Bani Dawati Islami, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Qadri Attar Radhavi Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, says very beautifully in his poetry. He says,
kabhi jhooti moti roti, to kabhi khajoor pani, kabhi jhooti moti roti, to kabhi khajoor pani, tera aisa saada khana, tera aisa saada khana, madani madine wale, madani madine wale, madani madine wale.
Now, coming to this, that when Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had been constructed, and now, mashallah, salah is now being read. But now the problem was, how do the people know that time of salah has come? Subhanallah, subhanallah. So the introduction of Azan came into place. After the completion of Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there had still been no medium through which the people could be informed of the times regarding congregational salah. Jamaat ke saath jo namazi padhi jayengi, wo kis tarah se hongi? Allahu Akbar. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam consulted the Sahaba ikram regarding this, some suggested a fire should be lit, while others proposed a bugle be used. These methods were not preferred by him, as they were also used by the kuffar to gather people. Fire being used or making some other noises or however was not preferred by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because kuffar used to use his ideas. Hence, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that someone should go around Madinatul Munawwara announcing the time of salah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam liked this idea of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu and ordered Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu to do so. So he would pass through the city saying, for all five daily salah afterwards. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu will go in the town, will go in the gullies, will go in the streets announcing this to call the people towards salah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. It was during this time that a sahabi named Hazrat Abdullah bin Zaid Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he had a dream in which the adhan according to Sharia, at present adhan as it is at this very moment, was being read in his dream. A dream thereafter seen by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, thereafter Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu and many other sahaba as well, they had this dream in which according to Sharia the dream was mentioned. Allahu Akbar. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted this as an order from Allah Azza wa Jal and instructed Hazrat Abdullah bin Zayd radiallahu anhu to teach Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu its words. Seeing that he had a louder voice, so the person that gives adhan should have a loud and clear voice. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And thus from that day afterwards until Qiyamah, the method of regarding adhan had began. Subhanallah. It is the very same method. Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Alhamdulillah, Azawajal. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, you have heard many amazing points and facts regarding the migration of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In brief, when he took place from Makkah Sharif to Medina Sharif, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finally arrived in Medina Sharif, the welcome that he received from the people, from the children of Medina Sharif was amazing. With Tala al-Badru Alina, they were reciting, welcoming him. Where did he stay? At the blessed house of Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu. And here, many other incidences you have heard, subhanallah, where the Masjid al-Nabawi was constructed and how simple that construction was. And further arrangements were made for his honorable wives, our beloved mothers. Like this, inshallah, azawajal, the introduction of the adhan had taken place as well in this year, the first hijrah. Inshallah, azawajal, we will continue from here in our next episode. Please do join us, inshallah, azawajal, on this amazing episode of the silsila, the life of the chosen one. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Countless salutations be upon the chosen one, the soul of mercy. Countless salutations be upon the divine candle of assembly.